We're out here again with Dr. Kim Anderson talking about the crop markets. Now, Kim, what's going on?
I think you've got to start with the corn and soybean harvest. They're probably about 20% complete. Corn a little more than beans. Then you got winter wheat plantings, both here in the United States and around the world. Markets watching the Russian plantings right now because it's dry in some key areas there. They're talking about have less acres for 22 than 21. So lower production, and that's going to put some stress on our tight wheat stocks. And then you've got some problems with some of the world economies.
So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with China. I think you've got to look on what's going on there. You got a major construction company that's having trouble making its interest payments. It may be going belly up with some other construction companies. That's about 25% of China's economy. It's going to stress that economy, and China is important for trade around the world. You look at what's going on with soybeans. China bought beans and cotton this week, and I think that's an important thing going on right now in the market.
Let's bring it back stateside. What's going on in the U.S.?
Well, you look at wheat. Our wheat prices are around $6.75. They've been wallowing around there for the last 3 or 4 weeks, down 16 cents one day this week, gained most of it back later on. You look at the short run, I believe our prices are on a downtrend, but on the long trend, they're uptrend to sideways, and I think we're establishing a sideways pattern right now with wheat. You look at corn, 520, just like wheat. We've been at that price level, above and below it, but around there for the last couple of weeks. As I said, harvest about 20% done. You've got higher prices this week than last week. Short run trend, I believe, is sideways. Long run trend is down for corn. You look at soybeans. You come in with beans, 18% harvested around in there. I think they're on a downtrend, maybe flattening out. Look at Brazil coming in with a record crop. China's buying most of their soybeans from Brazil right now, but they came in and bought a load of soybeans from the U.S. this week, and cotton's on a tear. Remember last week I said cotton prices were down from 94 to 89. They're up to $1.03 this week. I think most of that's because we've had good, strong export demand, and China is about 2/3 of that export demand.
So with all these high prices, how is that going to affect producers' pocketbooks?
I think producers are going to have higher income this year. However, if you're stretching out to 22, they're driving up prices of metal, buying equipment, input prices are going up, some fertilizer prices have more than doubled. You look at fuel prices higher. They're bidding up rent land or land prices and rental prices. So as we go into 22 and these prices hold relatively high, I think income will still be relatively good, but it's not going to be as good as it was in 21.
So with all these high prices for production costs, transportation, all of that, what should producers be thinking about for sales?
Well, price trends can change in a nanosecond, both for the inputs and for the commodities. I think producers have got to concentrate on producing a quality product that the market wants, because if you've got the opportunity, like we did in 21 with relatively good prices, we got to have product to sell to take advantage of that price. So looking forward, produce a good product, and then stagger it into the market. Don't sell it all at once.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.